AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Congress has begun a 60-day review of the international nuclear agreement with Iran. Today, Secretary of State Kerry, Defense Secretary Carter, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Yesterday, there was criticism of the deal from a House panel, including California Republican Ed Royce.
If this agreement goes through, Iran gets a cash bonanza, a boost to its international standing, and a lighted path toward nuclear weapons.
The Coast Guard's been searching Atlantic waters off the Florida coast for 5 days now, hoping to find two missing 14-year-olds whose overturned fishing boat was found over the weekend. DeQuesta neighbor Clive Botha says his thoughts are with the boys.
I feel like it could have been my kids. I mean, at 14, my kids got their boater's license. They were out playing with their kid, with their friends in the river, up and down. We always told our kids not to go out the inlet, but kids will be kids.
After 30 years behind bars, Jonathan Pollard, given a life sentence for spying for Israel, has been granted parole. The AP's Eric Tucker reports Israel has long campaigned for the release.
They have accepted him as an agent of the government. They've granted him citizenship. They were really happy, obviously, publicly with the decision.
Pollard will be released in November. Tom Brady's four-game suspension for his role in using underinflated footballs was upheld by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell yesterday after it was learned that Brady told an assistant to destroy his cell phone.
Brady tried to explain destroying his cell phone because he is a celebrity who trades in his cell phone every few months. The NFL clearly did not buy that explanation, and by doing so and accusing him of destroying evidence, they're making Tom Brady, the poster child for the NFL, look like a liar.
That's AP football writer Rob Motti. This is AP Radio News. Cal Fire's Mike Wilson says people have been ordered to evacuate their homes in Northern California's Solano County because a wildfire east of Napa Valley wine country jumped a containment line.
It's mandatory evacuation, but it is quite a long distance away, and there's approximately 130 homes and 200 residents that could be affected.
A lot of people were wondering how the Broadway musical The Book of Mormon would play in the heart of Mormon country.
Hello, my name is Elder Smith.
Turns out the satirical musical that mocks Mormons got a rousing reception last night in its first ever showing in Utah, kicking off a sold-out two-week run at a Salt Lake City theater. There were no protests outside, no mass walkouts during opening night. The cast even got a standing ovation at the end of the show. Microsoft's new Windows 10 operating system debuts today. Windows 10 is coming to PCs and tablets first. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.